name is Patrick Kennelly, K-E-N-N-E-L-L-Y, and I am chief of the food safety section for the California Department of Public Health. So today we announced that we're lifting the health advisory for Dungeness crabs that are caught in state waters south of areas from Point Arena, which is in southern Mendocino County, and also north of areas around Shelter Cove, which is in southern Humboldt County. This takes effect immediately. Yes, the advisory remains in effect for Dungeness crabs that are caught in state waters north of Point Arena and south of Shelter Cove. So we've continued monitoring Dungeness crab caught in these areas and the levels of toxin, domoic acid specifically, that have been found in crabs from these areas where we're lifting the advisory is now at safe or non-existent levels. You never know what a crab could be eating out there in the marine environment, so it's always a good bet just to avoid eating the viscera. Eviscerate your crab prior to cooking it. If you are cooking it in other liquids, make sure you dispose of those liquids so that any inadvertent toxins that may be present in the viscera or the gut does not get transferred to those and ultimately into other food products. Viscera is the internal organs, also known as the crab butter or the guts of the crab. Some of the symptoms are going to be generally normal foodborne illness type symptoms. Within 30 minutes to up to 24 hours, you may start noticing some vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal cramps. Symptoms normally will disappear within a couple of days and resolve on their own. However, in severe cases, victims may experience trouble breathing, confusion, and disorientation. There may be some cardiovascular instability and seizures, and they can also have permanent short-term memory loss, and in the worst case, obviously coma and death. Well, domoic acid is a natural occurrence. It's produced by a single-celled organism called Pseudonychia. And when the right conditions exist out in the environment, Pseudonychia will bloom into very large numbers. And then organisms that feed on this phytoplankton will accumulate domoic acid in their gut and sometimes in their tissues. You can always go to the California Department of Public Health website. We have web pages available on domoic acid, as well as other toxins such as paralytic shellfish poisoning that are available for the public. You can certainly contact the shellfish information line at area code 1-800-553-4133. 1-800-553-4133.